Many leading authorities say that the cause of the most common kind of dandruff is a germ called Pityrosporum ovale. To get real relief, this germ must be destroyed. Many ordinary dandruff-combating methods don't destroy it, but Double Dandrine actually kills this germ on contact. Get Double Dandrine. This is a true love story, told for the people who lived it on the day of its happy ending. From Hollywood, we present Bride and Groom, with your master of ceremonies, John Nelson.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you, and good afternoon. When our pretty brunette bride, an airline stewardess from Colorado, was offered assistance in mailing a package by two bemedaled Army lieutenants, little did she realize she was starting on the road to the altar. But our bride and groom wedding party here in the beautiful Chapman Park Hotel will be told more about this and why the groom's experience of talking people into things, gained as a recruiting officer, helped him get out of a rough spot during their romance. We'll learn more about this true love story from the young couple themselves just before they go out through the sun-filled garden down the tree-lined path to the little stone chapel to pronounce their marriage vows in privacy. First, it's Jack McElroy.
You know, folks, there are two things everyone who suffers from headaches should do. If you have frequent headaches, by all means, see your doctor. He will make an examination to find the cause of your headaches and probably correct it. If, on the other hand, you have only an occasional headache, take genuine Bayer aspirin. Two tablets with a full glass of water the moment you feel one starting. You'll get amazingly quick relief, because Bayer aspirin starts to disintegrate within 2 seconds. To prove this, just drop a Bayer aspirin tablet in a glass of water and watch what happens. Before it reaches the bottom of the glass, it will start to disintegrate. This same 2-second disintegrating action takes place in your stomach. As a result, Bayer aspirin is ready to go to work almost instantly you take it. So for pain relief that's so fast you'll be amazed, use Bayer aspirin. And when you buy, ask for it by its full name, Bayer aspirin, never for the name aspirin alone. 24 tablets for 25 cents, virtually 1 cent a tablet.
Comes the bride, with her the groom. They're not married yet, but they will be soon.
I'd like to introduce our bride and groom. Our bride is Miss Betty Jean Marchant. Her groom is Mr. Charles Anderman. And I see that you're both smiling and very happy.
Oh, very happy indeed.
How long have you been looking forward to this day, Charles?
Oh, about 2 years now.
That long?
Quite a while.
Oh, gee. Well, then you won't be nervous because you're all prepared for it. All set.
Who says so?
What?
I didn't think it would be, but I am.
Are you? Well, you're among friends, and we're all very interested in getting right down to cases and getting acquainted. Betty Jean, is that what your friends call you?
No, my friends all call me Boots.
Boots?
Uh-huh.
Do you call her Boots, Charles?
Cuddles.
That's much better. That's very cute. Well, what do you want me to call you?
Well, I prefer you calling me Boots, because everyone has now
all
for
right,
22
Boots.
Years.
Good. Yes, that'll be it. Well, tell us about you, if you will, please.
Well, I was born in Nebraska, in Chattanooga, Nebraska. I'm 22 years of age, and I attended college in Nebraska for 1 year, and then I went to Denver University, and when I finished there, that was last spring, I went with United Airlines as a stewardess, and I've been flying since last fall with United.
Grand. How many in your family?
My mother, father, and one sister.
Are they here today?
My mother is here, but unfortunately, my father couldn't be here. But I would certainly like to say that I'm thinking of him.
I know, and I have a hunch that back in Nebraska where he is, he's thinking of you, too.
Oh, I know he is.
Wishing you both so very well. Yeah.
Well,
I'm glad Mother could make it. You're a very lovely bride. You have blue eyes and soft, what do you call it, light brown hair?
Brown, I'd say, uh-huh.
Sort of light brown. What?
Amber.
Amber. Whatever you say, Charles, that's what you say. And what do your friends call you?
Charles, Charlie, Chuck.
Mm-hmm. What do you prefer?
Chuck.
Chuck?
She calls me Chuck.
Well, you call her Cuddles, and I couldn't get away with that. Supposing I stick to plain Charlie for the moment. Tell me about you.
Well, I was born in Union, Louisiana, down south, and I'm 26 now, and I have three brothers and one sister, and my mother, who's back in Union now, and she's listening to the program also, and I think she'll like it. I hope she does, anyway.
Well, does she know your bride?
She hasn't met her yet,
but Charles,
I'm sure she'll like it.
Oh, I know she will, I assure you, but there's one nice thing you could do for your mother, I'll bet.
That is
to sort of describe your bride as she stands there now.
Well,
well, that's very reasonable. Wouldn't you like to hear what you... Sure, go ahead, Charles.
She has beautiful light blue eyes, just the color... Well, you've seen the latest Buick convertible, nice light. She talked me into getting one of those light blue...
She what?
She talked me into getting one of those light blue
convertibles. Oh, now I see!
And her hair amber, and she has a very nice figure. Conventional 34, 24, 34.
His mother's really getting a picture.
She's about 5 feet, 3 inches tall. And she's very lovely.
Yes. Yes, I think that's a good job. Charles, you said you had three brothers.
And one sister.
And one sister.
Yeah.
And your mother's listening in. Yeah. You are a lieutenant, first lieutenant in the United States Army Air Force.
That's right. I've been in the Army about 5.5 years now.
You went in right after school when war broke out?
Well, I was attending university, and I finished in 41 in horticulture. And I had taken the physicals for both the Naval and Army Air Corps, and the Navy called me first, so I went to the Naval Air Corps. Then I decided I liked the Army best, so I resigned and went to the... resigned from the Navy and went back to the Army.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in ever since.
Well, you've done quite a bit of flying. You have 5 battle stars, an air medal with 1 oak leaf cluster, and an Army citation there.
Well,
where did you serve?
Well, I was down in Italy for about 3 months. And then,
flying what type plane?
B-17s.
I see.
And one day we went off on a big mission to Germany, Regensburg, Germany. And it seems as if that they didn't want us to get all the way over there, so they shot us down over Klagenfurt in the Alps,
yes.
Austria. And I landed on top of a pine tree in a very ridiculous situation. And I finally climbed down the tree and got walking in the Alps for about 5 hours. And then I became special guest of the Reich for about 15 months.
In a prison camp?
Prison camp.
I see. And you were rescued and sent back to the States?
Finally sent back to the States.
When did you get back in the States?
June of 45.
And then they assigned you to what kind of duty?
Well, I was... bombardiering first. I went to bombardiering school, and then I went out recruiting.
I see. And you what?
I got recruited.
No wonder they assigned the man to it. Well, now, you plan to make a career of the Army?
I certainly do.
Yes. Where are you going to live after your honeymoon? What are your plans?
Well, we're going down to Dayton, Ohio. I'm going to the Air Force Institute of Technology, and we'll make our home there,
Wright
Field.
Good.
And we hope to get a little apartment or a home. We have a dog. I guess we'll have to get a little home. But it should be quite nice.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to work, are you? At least Boots not at
your... not for a while, anyway, I don't believe. Not as a stewardess, anyway.
No, you're not. We're going to live that. Well, now, let's get down to the most interesting part, which is this love story that brought you two together. Who's going to start?
Oh, I think she should.
I think
you're
so.
Getting my way now, anyway, aren't I?
And Charles hasn't seen anything yet. Go ahead, if you will, please.
It seems as though it was when I was attending the university in Denver, and...
How long ago?
A year ago this spring, April to be exact, the day after Easter. And I had a package to mail to my little niece, and the post office wasn't far from where I was living, and at the time I was walking down, going to mail my package, minding my own business, and a couple of Army lieutenants are walking down the street, pacing me. And so all of a sudden they exclaimed, "My, do you always dress that way?" Or something to that, you know. They didn't whistle. But they said, "Couldn't we help you mail that package?" They inquired first where I was going, and I said to mail this package. And, well, they wondered if they couldn't help me mail the package. And I said, "Well, no, I think I'm perfectly capable of taking care of myself." But they... proceeded to take the package. So what could I do but follow them?
That's called strategy, I think. And very smart, too. So, did you mail the package, Charles?
We sure did.
You undoubtedly were one of those lieutenants.
Airmail special delivery.
And then?
And then, after the package, well, I proceeded to leave. But they said, well, why don't we have a Coke? And we finally decided to go for a Coke.
That's that persuasion?
That was in the afternoon, and he had to leave for another town that night to do some more recruiting. I don't know whether that was the same kind of recruiting or not.
That point is well taken.
After the Coke, he suggested that I see him when he comes back to town. But I never gave it another thought, really, and he took me home. No, I didn't expect to see him.
That's what she thought. Well, you would, after seeing her in that nice black dress, you couldn't get away with it.
I know what you mean. Yes, very well.
Why, he shouldn't talk like this.
No, that's all right. Was anything memorable on this first...
No, other than, he seemed to like me quite a bit.
How do you mean?
He said I looked like a very kissable girl.
I agree.
But he took me home, and then his buddy...
Wait a minute. I tried to kiss her.
You what?
I tried to kiss her, but only got a peck on the cheek. On the cheek. Just a
little. Yeah, but then did you two separate then? You said
yes, he took me home, and he didn't call, but his buddy was the one that started calling me. But he came back in about a week. And so we dated frequently, not too much, because he was out of town quite a lot. So it went on, and we dated now and then, not too regularly. But then, I became a little bit interested, you know. He was a very fascinating date, and there was always nice little gifts, flowers and such. So, we enjoyed every...
Sugar
coating.
Sugar touch.
Sugar touch, yes. That's all.
And, what was I?
You're very interested in each other, you said.
Oh, yes.
You've been dating regularly.
And we've been dating, and of course, he wasn't the only one I was dating, or vice versa.
Sure.
But he was a very nice date. So, then, one day, one of my best girlfriends said, by the way, what's the name of that lieutenant you're going with? And so I told her. Uh-huh, she said. Are you sure he doesn't have another girlfriend? I said, well, now, I don't know. But it came to find out she was working for the same insurance company that he had a couple of rings insured with me. And so I'm finding out about a girl in San Francisco that he's engaged to after a month or so, you know.
A regular Army Air Force's wolf, I'd say.
Isn't it awful?
I don't know. You came out all right. Well, now, what did you do?
I didn't do anything. I kept dating him, and I thought, that's a pretty good joke, you know.
On him?
Uh-huh, on him. Because here he was, you know, being very gallant, and he was rushing me, you know, and so I'm all the time knowing that he's engaged to this other girl, but not telling him until a month later.
And did you tell him?
Yes, I told him.
What was his reaction when you confronted
him? Oh, you should have seen the look on his face.
That was the second time you were shot down, Charles. Well, now, what did you do after that? Did you just then say, well, you really told him off and then just left him?
No, because I was interested in quite a few others, too.
Yeah.
And so we just dated now and then.
Casually,
mm-hmm.
Oh, just about every week, every day.
Well, now, what happened then? How did you... Now, the third girl, the other girl is not here today, so obviously some steps have been taken in that direction.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I went back to San Francisco and saw her again, talked with her a while, and suddenly just decided that she wasn't the girl, that Booth back in Denver was the girl, and so...
Told her
and came back and flew all the way back to San Antonio, and Buzz got in the wires, and there was a 3-hour delay, and I finally got her and told her.
Wait a minute, now, you got her on the phone?
Got her on the phone.
You mean that you went to San Francisco, and you had this talk with this girl, and
right.
Settled the problem there, and she was amicable and agreeable.
That's right.
And you flew to?
Back to San Antonio, and
I called telephone
Booth, and I said that, you're the one. That's all I said for about 5 minutes.
That's a fine telephone conversation. You're the one. You're the one. You're the one.
Not like a broken record.
Well, what did you say when you heard this?
I didn't say anything. Not, I just didn't particularly care.
Oh, yes.
Well, come on.
She's not fooling us. Well, anyway, was that the way you proposed to her?
No.
Where were you when you proposed to her?
City Park.
Whereabouts?
Right by a lake. No. Very romantic.
On his bench?
Mm-hmm. In Denver. Mm-hmm. In no, in a car.
In the blue Buick.
Oh, the blue convertible, yes. It matches her eyes.
Oh, we were parked under a beautiful willow tree. I had been thinking about choosing this place quite a while. Then there were ducks out on the lake and the moon above.
Had your arm around her?
Both arms around her, yes.
And you said, how did you say
and, well, I said, I love you more than anyone else. Do you love me more than anyone else? And she said yes. And I asked her if she'd marry me. And she didn't say yes right away.
She kept you waiting?
Playing hard to get, I think.
Let's find out now. This is very important. How long did you play hard to get?
Oh, about a week or two.
Really?
Yeah.
Kept you in suspense.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then she got your answer? You got the answer?
And I finally got the answer, yes.
And boy, were you relieved.
I was very perturbed waiting for these 2 weeks. I mean,
and you were very happy because knowing he was perturbed, you were perturbed.
I was
safe.
Waiting for a year.
Yes. The bride's revenge. We have for the bride her beautiful bouquet, a round shower arrangement of white sweet peas and white carnations tied with matching satin ribbon, the inserted corsage made of red Better Times roses, maid of honor's carrying a round shower arrangement made of pink carnations and lavender asters tied with a light blue bow, all designed by Mr. John Patrick Burke, our famous floral artist of Beverly Hills.
And you are?
Vernell Knutson, of Denver.
A friend?
Yes, we're very good friends.
Are you the one who found out about the other girl?
No, I'm not.
No? And you, sir?
Dalton Anderman, brother of Charles.
Oh, are you married?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. And you and Teresa?
I did.
How long have you been married?
4 years.
Yes. Fine. That's good advice. Then what we have for the best man, the bride's wedding band, it's an art-carved ring by wood. It's a beautiful setting with five perfect blue-white diamonds, and like all of the art-carved rings, it is lovely. Put that in your pocket, if you will. And do you have on something old?
Yes, I do.
New?
Yes.
Borrowed?
Yes.
Blue?
No.
No blue? Jack, do you have something blue to match the bride's eyes or the blue?
Denver Glamour Blue Garter.
No! Do you have one?
Yes.
Huh? Where? Oh, well, just a moment. Here. Look. Turn around, Mr. Gentleman. How are we doing? And the penny in your shoe. Yes?
Yes.
And the name of your love song?
My heart beats for you.
Good. Not for me, for Charles. Right now, as the bride and groom and the wedding party go down the aisle, out through the lovely gardens of the Chapman Park Hotel to the Old World Chapel, where the clergyman waits, Jack McElroy sings their love song.
As beats the ocean surf upon the sand, so beats my heart for you. For just as constantly as sea meets land, so beats my heart for you. The rhythm of a mighty band, so beats my heart for you, dear. So beats my heart
song, well sung, well played as always. Well, now there's the typical young bride and groom. Aren't they charming? She's very lovely and he's very handsome. But right now we'll have a few words from our own Jack McElroy.
Hair that lacks luster, hair that's not delightfully fragrant can dim the loveliness and charm of an otherwise beautiful woman. That's why it pays to keep your hair always looking its best, by washing it once a week with emulsified coconut oil shampoo. Now, there's a reason why it's so important for you to use emulsified shampoo, and it's this. Emulsified shampoo is totally different from so many soaps that leave an afterfilm to dull your hair and make it unpleasant. Well, this shampoo rinses out readily. Just try emulsified coconut oil shampoo once, and you'll see for yourself how radiant, soft, and fragrant fresh it leaves your hair. And remember that emulsified shampoo not only beautifies, but protects as well. For it removes loose dandruff instantly and contains none of the harmful free alkali frequently found in ordinary soaps. It's so mild and gentle, you can use it as often as you wish without harm. Besides this, emulsified coconut oil shampoo is easy to use, for it foams fast, lathers freely, and cleanses oiliness without tiresome rubbing. So get the big bottle at any toilet goods counter today. It gives you more, saves you money, lasts for months. Ask for emulsified coconut oil shampoo.
Here to describe our bride's outfit today, we're very pleased to have a very charming young lady, an airline stewardess for Western Airlines, one of those who've been so grand to our brides and grooms as they've flown about the United States on their honeymoons, Miss Paula Betts. So, Miss Betts, if you will, please, where are you? Come on up here.
Hello.
Hello.
Paula, you tell us about the bride first, if you will, please.
Well, the bride was very lovely today. She had a beautiful dress of slipper satin designed by Barbara Britton. Her train was around 4 feet long, and her bodice and peplum were made of Chantilly lace. And her lovely fingertip veil was caught in a halo of orange blossoms. And she truly presented a lovely bride to us all.
Mm-hmm. And what about the bridesmaids?
She was also lovely in blue taffeta with a sequin skull cap on her lovely brown hair.
Mm-hmm. And our groom, I can describe that. I saw so many of those for so long. What do you mean?
He was very handsome.
Yes, I noticed you were sort of breathing hard there for a moment, Paula. Now, our groom wore his army dress uniform with his ribbons and medals and all. It'll make a very beautiful picture, the bride in her white gown and the groom. Just think of their children and grandchildren. As they look through the old family album, they'll present quite a picture. Paula, I'm glad you're here today because I understand that Western Airlines is inaugurating a new series of flights and new service.
Yes, today we start our inaugural trip to Seattle, Washington.
Your new flight line is to Portland and Seattle and
all
up the Northwest?
Yes, we are featuring border to border, starting from San Diego to Seattle, with 162 seats every day to serve the public. Our motto is service.
Well, you sure give it. I'll tell you something. The reason we're so interested in Western Airlines is because they have taken such wonderful care of our brides and grooms. They've flown them on honeymoons to Lake Louise and Banff and to the Black Hills of South Dakota. And this just sort of opens up new places they can go on their honeymoon.
Yes.
They can go to Crater Lake in Oregon, and they can go to Mount Rainier up in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some beautiful lodges up there.
And they also can go on up to Vancouver from Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lovely honeymoon trip.
Mm-hmm. Have you had your honeymoon yet?
No. Mine will be around December, I guess.
You all set?
Yes.
Well, I'm happy, Paula. Would you be kind enough to take for me here as gifts to Mayor of San Francisco, Roger Lapham, Mayor of Oakland, Mayor Smith, Mayor of Portland, Earl Riley, and Mayor of Seattle, William Devon, Governor Walgren of Washington, and Governor Earl Snell of Oregon. Good wishes from bride and groom, and we have a beautiful Gruen watch for them, a product of the Gruen Watch Company.
Thank you very much. They'll love these. Thank you.
You'll deliver them in person.
I'll do that.
I'd like to have a watch delivered in person by you anytime, Miss Beth.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson.
Thank you very much. Well, very nice job. I want you folks here to see the lovely gifts we have for this very charming young couple, for that little home that they're speaking about that they have to have because they have a dog. Of course, most beautiful and traditional is the sterling silver that every bride and groom want. Of course, it's Gorham. This is it. Since 1831, America's leading silversmith, Gorham each day presents our bride and groom their choice of four of their many exquisite patterns, Strasbourg, Buttercup, Lyric, and Chantilly today. There's a complete service for four, and here is a new product of our sponsors. It's Phillips Skin Cream and Phillips Cleansing Cream. Helps our bride to keep that youthful radiance, that beautiful complexion. Here is for their home another grand gift, the famous Bendix Consulate. It's the automatic Bendix radio phonograph combination, both standard broadcast and shortwave. It plays 10 and 12-inch records, storage space for over 100 records. You see, it's a beautiful piece of furniture. It's a product of the radio division of the Bendix Aviation Corporation. This is their wedding album from Bernard of Hollywood in Palm Springs. has formal portraits and candid shots, and it'll be very handsome with their pictures in it. So they have a talking picture and much to talk about later. Capitol Records of Hollywood record our bride and groom and put it in a special album. What a grand gift. What a thing to have on your anniversaries to go back over. This is the Argaflex camera, the finest made by the Argus Company with the reflex action. That's so that they can get the many, many pictures they'll want to remember their honeymoon forever. And also for their home, this is grand. This is La Mirada Mandarin pottery dinnerware in popular Dawn pattern. It's four-piece set. It's square in shape. Very outstanding. Dawn pink and dusk rose, I guess they call it, is very, very beautiful. And a Max Factor makeup kit for that lovely bride. It's a beautiful case full of Max Factor's fine makeup. They're cosmetics. And here is the Eureka home cleaning system. Complete. It has four separate types of cleaners. The upright cleaner, the tank type cleaner, about 1,000 attachments, a waxer, and also the Eureka cordless automatic iron. And here is a really outstanding gift for their home. It's the 1947 Laundrol, the complete home laundry with a famous reversal roll action. You fill it with clothes from the top. You have a cleaner wash with less soap and less hot water. And I guess I haven't finished my laundry in my Laundrol. I better put that back. Nice pair of diapers. It's a grand gift for their home. I know they'll really enjoy that Laundrol, and it'll mean so much to them in their new home. Coming back to the chapel now, very happy, looking grand, our happy bride, our handsome groom, Mr. and Mrs. Charles Anderman. Congratulations, Charles. Here are some of your many gifts, and we also want to tell you about your honeymoon. Waiting outside is a Tanner Motor Livery limousine with uniformed chauffeur going to drive you to Lockheed Air Terminal. We'll board a big four-engine Western Airlines luxury liner, which will fly you to San Francisco, California, where you'll be met by a private plane belonging to the people who operate your honeymoon resort, Hoburg's Among the Pines in beautiful Lake County. This plane will fly you up to Hoburg's, and there you'll be guests for a full week at the gateway to the mighty California Redwood Empire. You'll land at Hoburg's private airport, and 5 minutes later, you'll be in the midst of the greatest vacation resort imaginable. Hoburg's and nearby Siegler Springs have been the vacation paradise of Northern California for over 50 years. It has everything because, well, you'll find out. You'll dance to the music of fine dance bands in the open-air pavilion under the pines. There's every type of recreation possible, including riding, swimming, hiking, and fishing. Your host for a full-week stay will be owner George Hoburg, ably assisted by his master of ceremonies, Ozzy. The end of your stay, a Hoburg plane will fly you to San Francisco, and there you'll board a Western Airlines DC-4 for your return trip to Los Angeles. Right now, let me wish you all possible health and success for a long, happy married life together. I know you're going to have it. Good wishes to you. You folks, this is Jack McElroy. We'll see the rest of you tomorrow.
Say, mothers, this time of day when most of the Ben folks are at work, now it can be told. Not fathers, but mothers are the ones who usually make the decisions about baby. Big decisions, little decisions, it's all the same. And one of the important ones you as a mother have to make concerns giving a laxative to your baby. Well, most mothers faced with that decision feel they can't be too particular about something so important. And they give their young children the laxative made specially for children, Fletcher's Castoria. Fletcher's Castoria contains no harsh ingredients as some adult laxatives do, but is gentle, effective, just right for babies. Another thing, there's no struggle getting baby to take it, because Fletcher's Castoria has such a pleasant taste. Your druggist has Fletcher's Castoria in the package with a green band on it, so ask him for a bottle today. And you'll always have it on hand whenever baby doesn't maintain regularity. Caution, use only as directed. Oh, and be sure you see that green band. That's your assurance you're getting the original children's laxative, genuine Fletcher's Castoria. Jack McElroy speaking. Bride and groom with John Nelson comes to you every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time from Hollywood.
It contains the whitest pigment money can buy. Yes, ladies, and that's why Energene Shoe White gives shoes a snowy whiteness that's unsurpassed. A whiteness that's uniform from toe to heel, actually cleans as it whitens. Today, get the best, whitest Energene Shoe White of all time. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.